Happy, happy, happy.
And just a drop of water, just a drop, nothing else, because it's only 90 proof. You don't need more.
I wouldn't even do that. I think they put plenty of water in it at 90 proof.
It's just a drop. I'm getting the echoes of the fruit on the finish because of that.
Ask and you shall receive.
I know my own needs. And what I need from an automobile, I know I get from this new Cordova.
There you go.
Thank you.
Reach.
You're going to give it a rating,
Reach,
Bob?
Corinthian leather.
We're going to give it a rating.
I remember that he was on Letterman, and he goes, what is Corinthian leather? And he said, I have no idea. It's just a name they made up. Yeah, I think we can give this a rating. I don't even know why I have all the other numbers on here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The 2024 Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey, well-deserved, 5 sips. So that takes us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This one is close to my heart. The 2024 17-year-old Eagle Rare Kentucky Straight Bourbon is 50.5% ABV, 101 proof. The barrels from this release are 17-year-old bourbon filled in the spring of 2007. It was aged 17 years and 4 months from the lower floors of the Rick House with 86% of the original whiskey lost to the Angels. It's bottled at 101 as a tribute to the original Eagle Rare brand from 1975. We have a tech sheet directly from the distillery, and the large grain, they call it, it's a distiller's grade 1 and 2 Kentucky corn. The second grain is rye, and there's a finishing grain of malted barley. They used, they tell us the cook temperature. There's too much.
That's why I don't.
Here.
That's why I don't put it all in.
So it came off the still at 140. It's aged in new white oak, No. 4 char, which is charred for 55 seconds. The barrel maker is Cumberland Cooperage. They put it in the barrel at 125. It's aged on those lower floors. It's so complex. And you talked about the devil's filtration. This is chill filtered, my friend. Chill filtered. And it's still amazing. The nose is so gorgeous. I opened one of these bottles behind the bar for my wedding, the 17-year-old.
Nice.
The hoi polloi only had access to the 10-year-old. That's why this is so close to my heart.
Which one?
What do you mean? The 10-year-old Eagle Rare. Commercial time.
We'll be back. Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes in with a view.
And we're back, and we are still discussing that 2024 Eagle Rare 17.
So the nose is so complex. It's caramel and vanilla and pepper and oak, and there's some rice. There's a little bit of rye coming in, which is crazy because this is a low. This is supposedly, we were guessing. This is we don't really know the actual mash bill. People guess that this is the low rye mash bill that's less than 10% rye. But I'm getting a little bit of rye spice here, and especially on the palate. Mm. It just coats the mouth. So sweet, so caramelly. I get a huge hit of rye spice. And then it just kind of tapers off, and you get pipe tobacco and black pepper and dried fruits, or like, what is this? Dried, what is it, cherries and what else? What am I getting here on the fruit?
I'm not really getting that fruit besides the cherry on the finish.
There's something else.
Rhubarb.
No, that's not rhubarb. No, rhubarb's my, it's a go-to for me all the time when it comes out. But, you're right on the nose and on the palate. This is what you want in a 17-year-old bourbon. I mean, it's the nose is phenomenal. You get the vanilla, the pepper, the little bit of oak on it, and the carries root right to the palate. You know, the caramel, all those spices that you mentioned.
How is there so much spice coming out? It's supposedly a low rye recipe.
Yeah, but you got 17 years to sit there, in this barrel, you know, to the barrel breathing for 17 years.
Well, 86% evaporation. There's some concentration in this one.
Right.
You think 86%?
Wow. Right. Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Just imagine if they hadn't proofed it down to 101.
Well, they have to do that. It's tradition. It's tradition. And it's still at 101. It's still so packs a punch. It's got great flavor.
Right.
You're not getting the alcohol kick. You're getting just that intense flavor.
Well, you remember, it was only a couple of years ago they bumped it back up to 101. It used to be lower, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a fantastic.
It used to be 100 proof, right?
Yeah. Or
was it 90? Was it ever 90? Yeah.
I think it was 90, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's a fantastic whiskey. And it's, you know, every year they're all so different from each other, the antique collection. This is one of the better ones they've had in a while for the Eagle Rare, I think.
Yeah, this is a big step up from some of the previous releases.
So good, so concentrated, so just flavor packed, and the nose is fantastic. So we're going to be giving the 2024 Eagle Rare 17-year-old a well-deserved 5.6.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Imagine that.
Yes.
Who would have
on the BTEC episode? Come on.
All right, Brent, tell us about our next whiskey, if you must.
Thanks, Bob. If I must tell you about it, it's the 2024 William LaRue Weller, Kentucky Straight Bourbon. 62.9% ABV, 125.8 proof. This year's offering of the Sweeted Classic was distilled in January 2010 and February 2012, and the whiskey was 12 years and 6 months old at bottling. Aged on the lower floors of the Rick House with 61% of the original whiskey lost to the Angels. So the color on this one, you get that burnished copper color. The nose on this, another one. This is that pipe tobacco. It reminds me when my grandfather, we'd just sit in the, before he'd light that pipe and he'd pack that tobacco in there. This is what I get that right from him, you know.
I have the same memories of my grandfather and his pipe.
Good. And it's
it wasn't tobacco. Why do you think he was smiling at you two idiots? It's the only thing that kept it from killing you.
Yeah,
he was a World War II vet. He should have killed me.
Yeah, so get that tobacco caramel, and then maybe because I had it this morning, but burnt marshmallow, like roasted marshmallows.
Oh, no. Exactly. It's not because you had it this morning. Yeah. It's all there.
This is roasted marshmallow. Yeah. This is amazing.
On the palate, it's just a big, big hit of this caramel. Caramel and toffee. And then you get some of that oak to it. It just overpowers your palate. This is one of those ones that it goes in, covers your mouth, slips down your throat and just lingers and stays and just doesn't want to go away. This is it. This is what you want. This is long, satisfying.
Can I see your tech sheet?
My tech sheet?
Yeah. Your tech sheet, yeah.
Thank you. I don't want to read off the tech sheet because it's too delicious to read off of it.
Because I just want to. So this is soft red winter wheat is the second grain. So whether most people know it's a famous wheater. And yes. I just wanted to look at their tech sheet and see what's going on here, because this is just so good. I want to try this at home.
I mean, this one here is just like.
I mean, this is
always a favorite of mine. This one here, I think, is the best one that I've had. There may have been ones better, but maybe I haven't had it.
I agree with you. This is the best Weller I've ever had, and I've had almost. I mean, I don't. I've lost count of how many I've had. It's crazy, but this is. Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
Justin, are you just sitting there with your mouth open?
I've had the first William LaRue Weller, we all have. And then I've had every one since 2015, and this one is my absolute favorite.
Oh, geez. It's
not even close. You've got these sweet notes with the spicy notes, like everything you
ever
liked.
How are you getting
liked.
So much flavor out of a Weeder? I usually don't even like Weeders that much, but this is...
Yeah.
It's just they age at the lower floors. It's a nice, you know...
Everything you've ever liked about a bourbon is in here.
Well, think about it this way. Weller 12 comes, you know, off of lower floors, and it's 12 years old, and this is 12 years old. Weller 12 is a fine drink, but yeah. It's not this.
Yeah.
You got to know where to put the barrels. You know, this isn't just age. It's position. And this is one of the finest things I've had cross my palate in a long while. So we're going to be giving the 2024 William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon a well-deserved 65 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Did enough. Anybody put water in it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
It's a 125. Anybody water it up?
Hell no.
Nah.
No, I'm doing it anyway. I don't care. I knew we're going to the next whiskey, but I'm putting water in this
one. I think you're
going
to make it better.
So this brings us to our next whiskey and the last one of the BTAC, which is an executive producer privilege. This one's mine. So this is the 2024 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon, 68.05% ABV, 136.1 proof. I'm just communing with the angels now, please. So happy. So this was distilled in the fall of 08 through the spring of 09. Age 15 years, 2 months, lower floors of the Wick House, 61%. The original whiskey was lost to evaporation. Oh, the nose on it is just, rock solid. Dark cherries. Dusty dried wood.
I got sandalwood. It just didn't come out till now. It's been over an hour sitting in the glass, but now I'm getting sandalwood.
On the palate. Oh, it's dark. It's deep. It's layered. There's a clean oak to it. There's a beautiful spice, but it's not overwhelming like the Handy could be overwhelming for somebody. Dark caramel, a little bit of dark toffee. The cinnamon comes through, and then it just wraps around your tongue and just coats your mouth and just stays with you for the rest of your natural life. I'm just going to go sit in a corner and cry now. Okay. Anybody else?
Like after sex, Bob? Like after sex?
You know that sandalwood suggestion that you put there, that is what it is.
It came out later.
Right. I got that on the palate, you know, when I got that, you know, that wood note on the palate and stuff. But while Bob's crying in the corner, we've had a lot of these, and this is, not to take anything away from this, this one is really, really good, and it's, you know, but... I think
not the best one.
It is not the best one for me. It's not the best one.
I still remember last year's with, you know, joy in my heart. This is not quite there, but the worst George T. Stagg you have is still going to be better than most whiskeys you ever had in your life.
Right. I mean, it's
doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're slicing hairs with a razor blade here. You know,
there's a park in downtown Fort Lauderdale near the beach with a lot of
trees. You're not allowed there anymore. Remember the court order?
Yeah, I know. But before I get kicked out.
There's a playground there. Children. No. Yeah.
Before I get kicked out of there, there's a transition in smell between being like in the woods and going to the beach. And this nose hits that very transition where you get some of one, some of the other. And the palate for me, like deep wood, spice, oak, blackberries.
I don't get the blackberry.
I love this. So
I know I'm in the corner crying, but I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
It's great, but I don't know. I don't know. It's just so good. It's good, but it's
you know, if you didn't have one of the other years to think back on and compare it to, you'd be like,
this is the greatest thing I've ever had. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. And again, this is the fortunate position this job
we
has
are
put us
spoiled
in.
Bastards. Yeah. That's the term.
Yeah. On its own, it's great. So don't think about the other years. Just judge what's in the glass, and what's in the glass is
just
excellent.
Be happy you have some of this.
Right. Going strictly by the glass, absolutely fantastic.
When you go to some of those fancy bars and you do the side by side verticals of these, it'll make you cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. And as Justin says, you can just go to Kentucky, go to some of the bars up there, spend a mortgage and
one mortgage payment
and have everything, right?
Well, everything. You can have
the same
everything.
Thing in Daytona.
They usually don't kick you out of your house for missing one mortgage payment, right?
Right. You got to think it's stern warning.
Well, when Daytona happens, all the banks in the Southeast know that there's going to be a lot of missed trailer payments that month.
Yeah.
So same thing, just different. Well, we're going to give the 2024 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And that brings us to our last one. So
feel free to hate us. Just hate on us now, because we are tasting something we should not be allowed to taste.
Justin?
Oh, sorry.
Wake up.
So we're going to I am awake. I was just singing. Which, you know, pretty awful. But anyway, 2024, King of Kentucky. It's 130.4 proof. They only made 5,100 bottles of this. King of Kentucky was established in 1881 as a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Brown-Forman acquired the brand in 1936 from selected Kentucky distillers. And by 1940, converted it to a blended whiskey until they got rid of it in 1968. 2018, it came back. King of Kentucky is an annual release of a single barrel inventory featuring a barrel strength, minimally filtered, with each release and barrel being unique. The 2024 release, the seventh annual release of this expression, and it's at least 16 years old. It was made from a batch of 63 barrels filled on July 19th, 2007, and November 15th, 2007. All the barrels were aged in warehouses G&J at the Brown-Forman Distillery. On the nose, I got almond joy, creme brulee, beautiful caramelized fruits. On the palate, it was dark, rich, coconutty. I got like malt, wood, and the finish was long, deep, and insane. What did you think, Brent?
Okay, so this is my favorite bourbon of the night, and I'm going to go right now and say this is going to be my pick of the year.
Because, I think you're absolutely right, dude.
I mean,
we're all going to fight for this for pick of the year, but you called it first.
Well, you know, so I mean, when it goes around, and we all have this is our favorite pick of the year, we'll be drinking it, and everyone will say, "Well, why does everybody pick the same thing? This one is that good."
Yeah,
I mean, it's the The nose, you want to go on forever with the nose. It's got that caramel, that fruit, the oak, the malt, a little bit of malt on it. It doesn't stop. You'd think that I'm just going to be happy with the nose, and I'll just go on with the nose, and I won't stop there. Well, then you have to have it on your palate, and I just think, like, oh, my gosh, I already had some great bourbons tonight, some great. And this one just rises and shines. I mean, it covers your mouth. You get that little bit of the dark chocolate, that coconut, that vanilla.
Is this in a pot still? You have the text sheet there. Is this made in a pot still?
No.
But then where's that deep, rich note coming from?
Oh, my gosh. This is when you talk about a Kentucky hug, this is it. This gives you the Kentucky hug. This is one of the best things I've ever tasted.
You go to the tasting bar in Kentucky, you buy this one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm speechless. This is so good. Chocolate covered coconut vanilla. There's this deep, rich fusel oil taste. I thought maybe it's coming from a pot still, but it's not pot still.
The oily, cool thing going on, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bob?
Every year, this is one of the best whiskeys we have all year.
And I don't know how the hell they can do it every year.
Yeah.
We've been lucky enough to try all of them except that first release, which was like 600 bottles Kentucky only. That thing's legend.
I got a chance to taste it because of the industry, but
yeah, we didn't have it for the show. Yeah. But every year, one of the greatest whiskeys we have. So
hoo-ah.
What can we say? The 2024 King of Kentucky.
Oh my god. 106.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Well, that's all the time we have for this show. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for making me suffer through another one of these poorly Buffalo Trace. What do you want to talk about? This is just like, if you don't invite me back next year, I'm going to shoot you.
Well, the next show we're doing is a vertical of Octomore. So.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, I was told there would be scotch here today, Bob. Yeah.
Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob. I thank you for real this time.
And thank you, Justin.
No, thank you, Bob.
Well, thank me. Thank the folks that shared this amazing whiskey with us. God,
thank
I love the fall
Buffalo
shows.
Buffalo Trace.
And Four Roses and Yellowstone.
Yeah, and all them too.
Oh, Four Roses, dude. That was amazing.
And Brown Foreman.
But all I taste now is that King of Kentucky. Oh.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is too good.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.